Hey everybody, it's Woody, and I am in my car again, unsurprisingly. This time I'm driving into work from a little bit further out, but you know, I had the recorder basically in my backpack for like a few days, and I've been kind of itching to record something, but I'm not exactly sure what. Nothing related to GWA, or really not even really related to Backstage. This is more for, I'll probably end up putting it up on my subreddit. So if you're listening to this, thank you for listening and for checking out my subreddit. I want to talk a little bit to everybody kind of about, well, a little bit more about myself, and hopefully a little bit, relate a little bit of how my mind works when it comes to being creative and being engaged to, you know, my creative spark, so to speak. So, because I think it'll help if you've ever been curious, or if you've ever felt like, you know, creative yourself. You know, we're in this community of creators, and so there's certainly an expectation that we're going to feel certain things as we go along. It's not the same all the time, so I want to basically speak on that a bit and to kind of share a little bit about what's going on. But first, a little disclaimer. I'm going to kind of get into not heavy stuff, but not really fun stuff. So if you're not really interested in that, you can probably turn it off now. Usually I have a pretty like sharp personality, but I'll explain why that isn't the case over the course of this. So a little bit of backstory. I have a full-time job and I have a freelance gig. And the full-time job is pretty nice. It's in a pretty big company. I work essentially as like this manager, so to speak. But I'm not managing people. I'm managing projects. And so it's similar in a way where I've got a lot of different moving parts at any given time. And a lot of different people I work with for a lot of different areas of trying to get things completed and done. And I also work in the healthcare industry, so this time of year especially is a lot busier than normal. So with all that in mind, you know, I have been also trying to be ambitious and create and do something that is, you know, ultimately like a creative outlet that gives me kind of the drive to, you know, participate in the community. But the one thing that it does with being so busy is it's limited my ability to engage the community the way that I have in the past, but it also limits my ability to contribute to the community the way that I have in the past. And so what that means is that because I'm salaried, I'll work anywhere. You know, when you say your salary, you're going to get paid for quote unquote 40 hours, but you end up working a lot longer and you carry the stress of what you're doing for a lot longer. So in the summertime when it's slower, I'm not doing as much. I have a little bit more free time, so it's where I can step away and, you know, do more of the restorative sort of things. So the freelance gig actually counters a lot of the mundaneness and the typical outcome of the full-time gig. That is to say, the full-time gig kind of stifles my personality, and so I don't feel very energized when I go into work. So then I use that creative side of me that comes out during the freelance gig to basically express myself. And in the absence of the freelance gig, i.e. when it's slower, you know, business isn't as good for that one, then I really have no outlet, so to speak. But I am obviously like still working hard to be myself and to kind of express myself. So it's obviously tricky to do all of that when you have commitments to both the full-time gig and the part-time gig as well. So what's happened in the last 2 months, and the easiest way to explain this is that the freelance gig got slow when it shouldn't get slow, and the full-time gig got busy when, not when it shouldn't get busy, but just in a way that doesn't nurture my success, so to speak. So I don't feel like the work I'm doing currently in my job is successful. Now that might also be related to the fact that I graduated college over the summer. So you have this sort of now what sort of mentality. And I've been feeling that way for a little bit. There's other things that are in play for that as well. But long story short, sorry, I'm merging. One second. Long story short, it's been a rough couple of months for me in terms of like being creative. And so what I tried to do is nurture that by creating stuff, you know, like doing things like the editor's chair, doing things like working on, you know, the Clumsy Storm, that sort of thing. Those things kind of nurture me in my creative sort of ways. And also like plans too. Like I have pretty ambitious plans for how I want to contribute to the community. So coming up with those plans and working on those plans, those things kind of excite me and involve me. You know, I feel very validated by everybody, you know, giving me positive feedback and sharing what they think about it. So, but I will say this before I go forward. The last few weeks have been really about managing my time and managing my expectations for the community. That's to say, when I put these things out or when we put these things out, we should have zero expectations for what it does or what it says about us. Like, it's our form of expression. It's the way that we share ourselves with the world. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it feels. So the side of me increasingly feels like anonymity is really detracting from my experience in creating these things. Like, part of me wants to be able to just be like, hey, it's me, you know, and to not expose myself, because that's, I mean, it's dirty, but to just share all of the things I've made and all the things I'm proud about and happy about with the world. And then secretly, it's like, well, actually, I don't know if that's the case, because whether I do or not, it's not going to change the fact that people appreciate it for a bunch of different reasons. Once you put it out into the world, they're going to appreciate it all sorts of different ways. Now, I say that because I don't get that with my full-time job. I do get that with my freelance job, but I don't get it when it's slow or when it doesn't feel enjoyable to me, you know? So sometimes, I know this is very rambly, but I guess what I'm trying to say is sometimes when I feel overwhelmed by it all, it's like there's just this sensation to just be like, no, you know, something has to give in my life. And very first thing that I have to do is reassess, and I go into basically what's called, what I call nope mode, which is like I shut the world away, I look for comfort in like a cozy blanket, I'm quiet, I'm by myself, I'm reserved, you know what I mean? Before, I used to look for it in the comfort of a person, or in the comfort of friendship, or in the comfort of like other vices that nurtured my well-being. And I know now that that's not ultimately the way that I want to play things. Like, that's not how I feel most validated now. Like, if I take a day off or if I take some time off, I can restore myself and get back to what I need to do. I'll also mention, too, that while I've been creating stuff for GWA, I haven't really been nurturing some of the other hobbies that really kind of interest me creatively, like making music, like writing. Like, I'm talking about writing non-sexy stuff. You know, I do get things like photography, and I get things like biking, and I get things like, you know, being able to go out and explore the world and people watching. That's always a good thing as well. So all that's to say, you know, returning back to creativity, like, how we choose to nurture our creativity is a very unique and personalized experience. And so far be it from me to say, this is how I do it, this is how you should do it too. But it's always been curious to me, when people just don't feel it, don't force it. You know, my philosophy is that being creative should be natural. You know, I look back at when I did make music a while ago, you know, and I felt moved to make music by the things that were around me. The last piece of music I made was actually out of all of the gun violence that happened this year. And I made this really, like, affecting piece about, like, gun violence. Like, you know, it was an instrumental, but it was a very dark kind of thing. And I made it, and I was super proud of it, and then I'm not listening to it because it just affects me too much to think about it. But I'm proud of what I make, you know what I mean? I'm proud of everything I make creatively, you know? There's not going to be a point in my life where I'm going to turn my back and be like, oh, I can't believe I did this or that, you know? And hopefully everybody who listens to my stuff and understands some of what I do can hear that and see that in my efforts. So what's happening right now in my real life is something that we all probably experience at one time or another. It's a fatigue, but it's also a scatterbrained sort of, well, what am I supposed to do now? Well, what next? You know, that sort of thing. And part of me is like, well, what next is going to need to involve my emotions at some point. And so the scary part is, do I invest this time, this effort, this emotion into something that doesn't give me the validation that as a creator I'm looking for, you know? I still don't know the answer to that. I hope that it does. In the times where I get like the good comments, or I, you know, see people that, you know, are happy about my stuff, I'm like, yeah, great, you know? But in the times where it's just like, I don't know, like affecting or draining, we all feel this way where it's just like, I wish more people listened. I wish more people commented. I wish more, you know, people saw what I did, you know, and not, you know, pass me up, I guess. But that's also like having demands on the community, which is super unreasonable. You know, you can't dictate how this community spends their time. You really can't. So, this is a little bit tricky for me to say because it's like, well, do I value the individuals who have made the effort to let me know how I'm doing over the community? And again, that doesn't mean I turn my back on what the community has done. It's just, how do I reward the people who appreciate what I do, you know? What can I do for them, you know? And part of it is, for the people who like what I do, you know, I'm going to seek to collaborate with them. I'm going to seek to, hey, you want me to write something for you? Hey, you want me to make something, you know, for you? That sort of thing. Those kinds of things really, you know, are the affecting type of things. The things that, like, make me feel like, oh, this is good. You know, this is important that I do this, you know. And I feel strongly that more and more, it's not going to be about what I can build for everybody to enjoy. It's making sure that the people that like what I do, whether or not it's big or small, the people, those are the people that I reach out to. Those are the people that click with me. So now it's just a matter of determining how far I open myself to people. Do I open myself a little bit? Do I open myself a lot? Do people, you know, is there a comfort level I need to reach or attain or push past so that I can reach out with more people? And also, finally, like, what do you people want? You know, like, what would you like to hear from me? What would you like to see from me? You know, I've been very limited in my participation with, like, reading other people's scripts or, like, you know, giving feedback to others. And I think part of that is just, like, me wanting to put the time towards my stuff, which is probably a little selfish of me, but also, more importantly, like, is that the right thing to do, you know? So, I haven't decided exactly what that looks like yet. So I guess this is somewhat of a ramble. It's certainly a ramble, I know that. But, you know, me trying to figure stuff out for my sake. Yeah. So, Let me see what else I can say. You know, yeah, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to leave it there. You know, I'm thinking and feeling sorts of things. Yeah. I think I'm going to leave it there. I got more questions than answers right now. So I'm going to go ahead and stop recording, but just want everybody to know, if you've listened to this, I'm fine. It's just my philosophies are kind of tricky at present, where I'm not sure what I want to do or what I want to focus on. So rest assured, I am okay. It's probably a dilemma that everybody goes through at some point or another. And I'm hoping that soon I'll be able to kind of get behind what exactly this is going to be. You know, if it means taking a longer break or, you know, kind of pulling back even more, and even like being realistic about what I'm capable of at this point in my life, you know. So, all right, I'm gonna turn off the recorder, but I hope everybody has a great day. Thanks again for listening. Bye.